Montpérou, the Rocky Mountain, carries well its name. Hanging above L'Allemagne on the west and Valley of Allier in the east, this fair cape of wheels, called Arcos, served as a mine during centuries in order to build surrounding villages. From the Romanic period, this material also prevails in the construction of churches, as to Notre-Dame-du-Port in Clermont-Ferrand or in the Abbey Church Saint-Autremoine d'Issoire. Associated with the wine growing, the extraction and the cutting of the stone assured the income of the inhabitants for a long time. The last exploited carrier was closed by 1935. You will discover a small collection of objects suggestive of this tradition at the start of Rue de la Quille. The fortification of Montpérou marked the history of Auvergne. From 1150, the conflict between two brothers, the Count of Auvergne and the Bishop of Clermont, opens a period of disorders, which drives King Philippe Auguste to intervene and connects the province to the realm. The dungeon was built on a bench of stoneware in the first half of the 13th century. The dungeon is of circular plan, and it is 30 meters high, presenting 4 meters wall in thickness at the base. It is still the most important dungeons of Philippian type. The initial access was made in the first floor, and the current door was fitted out only in the 15th century. A staircase, taken in the thickness of walls, gives access to 3 levels and allows reaching the platform of watch, provided with a leaky carved wall of 8 long crossed murdresses. The door, strengthened by the village, dates back to the 15th century and belongs to a surrounding wall of which diverse vestiges are still locatable. On the other hand, what we could take for a tower to the left of the city hall is really the water tower, perfectly integrated in the preserved environment of Montpérou. The parish was removed in 1832 from that of Coude, situated below on the edges of Allier. That explains the late construction of a parochial church in 1846 in the style of the Romanic churches of L'Auvergne. It takes back the basilical plan, but on a reduced scale, and the capitals of the traffic circle illustrate the virtuosity of the stone cutters. You will discover the elegant polychromatic wooden statue of Saint-Vernis, head of the wine growers. In the ancient village, staged at the bottom of the dungeon, confides a housing environment traditional wine grower. The most authentic of these lodging houses is situated Rue des Pradets.